Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
I want to play another clip here from another first responder regarding another thing that she was saying that night, other than just, I did it. So let's take a look.
What, if anything, were you advised by your dispatch in regard to Miss Reed?
We were dispatched that, or can't control it, advised us that she's making suicidal statements.
And so based on that, what, if anything, did you or the other officers that you're on scene with do at that point?
I don't recall exactly who, but someone had called Miss Roberts to have Miss Reed come back to the scene, and we Section 12'd her.
So they got her under a hold, under control, as she's making these statements. I don't know, as a layman, how to interpret that, where, I mean, if my significant other that I loved, I just found dead in a snowbank and I was blacked out, not quite sure what happened. I guess that could run through someone's mind, whether you had anything to do with it or not. What's your take on it?
Yeah, very much so. Often when somebody is witnessed or exposed to a situation where they've had a loved one have a terrible, unexpected death, they may have suicidal thoughts. And so that doesn't strike me as really highly unusual. And particularly if she was struggling with what happened and what her contribution to it might have been.
Another big point in this whole thing, it revolves around the backing up of the car at very high speeds. Let's hear what the prosecution said about that.
Based on its known locations and travel, he cycles, essentially opines, anticipate he'll opine that around 12:45 in the morning, when the vehicle was in front of the residence on Fairview, that for some perceptible period of time, that vehicle travels over 60 feet in reverse at over approximately 24.2 miles per hour.
It's quite a speed, but it can, I think, also be interpreted a couple different ways as well. When you hear that, have you seen any video or any layout of this situation as to how this was all laid out? It's in front of the house. We're talking in the road. It's not in a driveway. And it's basically a situation where they parked, or she stopped and he got out of the car. Obviously, he got out of the car some way. And then she drives forward a bit. And then there's a reversal, according to the cell phone data, the records that show it, at a very, very high rate of speed. Two things. I mean, one could look at that as this was someone who saw him back there and they're in an argument and screw him, I'm going to gun it back. I think there's other ways to interpret that as well, of you're in an argument, you started leaving. Oh, wait, one more thing. I'm going to gun it back. You're drunk. You're not necessarily thinking, let me go back in a slow, safe way. You're angry and hitting that gas and then maybe going back and saying something else. I don't know. I mean, I'm just trying to interpret this more than just as she gunned it into him. What are your thoughts on that piece of evidence and what we've learned so far?
Yeah, it doesn't seem to me, again, as something that we can be reliably certain about what was going on in her mind. Just because when you're that drunk, you may just think you're going forward and you hit reverse, mm-hmm. you know? It's it's impossible to go back, I think, and realistically reconstruct what was in her mind when she was so intoxicated. She wasn't in her mind.
Yeah. I think that's a key point. When she's blacked out, there's no data there. She can't pull this back and recall it in any way, shape, or form to the level that she was at. And she had blood tests done. She was blackout drunk. The fact that that existed, and now we have this world where Karen Reed is innocent and all these people are behind her. Karen Reed can't even tell you if she's innocent. She doesn't honestly she really know can't. If she's innocent or not. But all this time later, I mean, we went from I hit him to I'm completely innocent. I didn't do any of this, even though there's a lot of data that shows, well, kind of looks like you possibly did. Over these 2 years now, and all the anarchy, if you will, and the people out there that are protesting and free Karen Reed and all this, can Karen Reed have adopted that belief and believe that she really didn't have anything to do with this, even though at the beginning she thought, well, maybe she did, even by her own words?
Yeah. She may have come to this opinion now and really believe it. She may only be hoping that this is the truth. Mm-hmm. But I think, is it murder when it's an accident like this? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not saying that she's completely innocent. Yeah, there is a lot of evidence. But it very well could be that a vehicular charge of some kind would be a better fit for it rather than somebody who was in a blackout and they don't remember what they did. And there's not going to ever be probably a real good, clear picture that we can get about what happened.
Do you think they overcharged her in this with murder and not some sort of vehicular homicide?
Yeah. If I were involved in the case, it does not rise to the level of murder in my mind. But is there a perpetrator? Yeah. And I always say this again, alcohol. That's the big problem here is that we don't want people getting drunk like that and no good ever comes out of it. So.
Yeah. I mean, people who are drunk and they get into a car accident, they hit somebody, they're charged and there's punishment for doing just that, which may be at the end of the day, exactly what this is and not necessarily a lover's quarrel that turned into a murderous type situation.
Yeah.
It'll be fascinating to see if the state does have anything more. Go ahead.
Yeah. Just the other thing, even when it comes to a lover's quarrel, drunk people fight. Mm-hmm. That's just another component of it here. So I think if we look at the level of intoxication and the evidence, I don't see that murder is the most appropriate charge. Does she have some liability? Yeah.
Let me ask you about that, because another big piece of this is the phone call and the voicemail that she left for him later in the night. I hate you. I hate you. And, you know, angry as heck. Is that something that someone who just knowingly murdered somebody or killed somebody accidentally would do, especially in a drunken state? Because that would require a little bit of, oh, I got to make this look like they're like, I know they're around. Like we've seen that before, but it wasn't in a panicked, drunken, chaotic situation like this.
Yeah. No, this is somebody with an alcohol problem and that doesn't make them a murderer.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free.
So you can binge on true crime.
Until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now. Or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.